This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The country's biggest private health insurance company will continue with some parts of the health care overhaul law, regardless of what happens in the U.S. Supreme Court in the coming weeks. According to published reports today, United Healthcare plans to announce today that children up to the age of 26 can stay on their parents' plans. And, among other things, preventive health care services will be offered without asking patients to pay extra. J.B. Silvers follows healthcare finance at Case Western Reserve University. Professor Silvers, good morning.
Good morning.
What do you think United Healthcare is up to here?
Well, I think United is doing the right thing for the public, and they're also doing a good job with their marketing. These are very popular provisions that everyone would like to have.
If the idea in part is for United Healthcare to set the tone, do you think other companies might follow their lead?
Oh, I think they absolutely will. These provisions are ones that are very, very popular, and their customers are going to demand it. So they've put the stake out there, and I think all the other companies will have to follow.
Now, we don't want to mislead people. United Healthcare is not adopting the entire health care reform law.
No, the biggest thing they're leaving out are pre-existing conditions, which is a huge issue. And that's where most of the major cost issues would occur. And they can't do that unless they have some of the provisions that are in the health care bill.
Yeah, the company makes the case that they need system-wide reform to do something like this. A single company couldn't do it.
Well, I think a single company is going to have trouble with some of the other things they've done, but they're providing a lead in an area where a lot of other companies would like to follow because the customer wants it. You meet your customer needs. The two things in the bill that are really critical for going all the way are there's some risk adjustment provisions that would allow them to accept people with worst healthcare situations if they can. They need to have that to be able to do it. And the individual mandate that says everyone has to buy health insurance is important, perhaps critical, but perhaps not.
J.B. Silvers, Case Western Reserve, thank you very much.
Good to talk to you.